So regarding, I mean, the biggest, I guess, the biggest new tradition in the recent decade or so has been obviously the Palak tradition from Myanmar. And, you know, you've got a big, thriving monastery with lots of people doing lots of meditation. And one of the great things about Palak, of course, is that it's kind of rehabilitated the idea of doing samadhi, which was kind of anathema in Burma for many years. So that's all really good. One of the drawbacks or the problems which I see, and I find it curious why so many people are interested in these kinds of systems. I mean, obviously, Palak himself, the sign of himself, is a very lovely monk and very knowledgeable and so on and so forth, so that's understandable. But, you know, you've got this system which is entirely based on sub commentaries, which I don't believe in. You're supposed to go and see these Abhidhamma categories, which obviously don't exist. And it's obvious to anyone who looks at the history of Buddhism that these things are the outcome of a scholarly and philosophical speculation, and we then turn around and then see them in our meditation. Well, I don't think that's actually what's happening. I think something else is happening. And the other thing which I find a bit disturbing is that it's seems to be very this kind of spiritual materialism, which I don't know to what extent that comes from the teachers or what extent that's generated in the students, because I haven't been there. But you certainly find a lot of this kind of who's got what, and, you know, who's going to get this jhana and who's going to get that jhana and blah blah blah. And when you have that kind of system, again, you always have rampant overestimation, you know, competition, and people sometimes, you know, quite substantial percentages of people falling into depression and so on because they can't get even close to what they're supposed to be getting. And so this is, I guess, the drawback. And obviously some people do get it, and obviously there are many people who do have good meditation from that system. But, you know, also to look at the sort of the left-hand side of it, what happens to those who don't get it? Yeah? And some of them suffer a lot.